And of course, in Burnaby Lake in those days, most of the people, they were farmers. They, you know, they used to grow enough to feed the family, and we lived well. We all had our cows and chickens, and everyone lived well. And then what you had to spare, you either took into Westminster or Vancouver.
The market?
No, not the market. No, I don't know. Mm-hmm. My dad didn't do that. I don't know. From the house down to Canada Way, that was always in strawberries when I was a child. And then from the house down to the lake, we had apple trees. But that was really how we, and everybody lived well. I remember we had two Jersey cows, and anybody that wanted milk used to just come and help themselves. I mean, we just, you know, we didn't need too much. So mother used to say, well, anybody that wants it. And we had butter. My mother used to make butter. And we had everything there. We didn't need, you know, you bought very little. And Mr. Sprott now, the one that lived at lived up where Dania is now, he sold fruit, and they had a lot of raspberries and strawberries. Now, he used to take his things into some place on Water Street, and most of us had tennis courts, so it wasn't all work. I mean, they worked fairly hard, but we all had tennis courts, and we all used to have tennis parties and go around to each other's places and play tennis. And Burnaby Lake, Deer Lake, when I was a little girl, I just can't describe it. It was so beautiful. It wasn't a sound, it was just virgin trees, you know, that just stood there. And the loons and the ducks. And if you were lucky enough, you had a boat. I had a dad who was a very wise dad and a very wonderful dad. And we, of course, couldn't swim. And he realized with the lake there that their life would be a misery if we didn't learn to swim. And there were no places to swim like there are now. I mean, but I think how wonderful it is for the children, how quickly and easily everything is done for them. So there was a mill that was just at the bottom of the what we used to call the Poline Hill. And my dad had a boat made, a very broad boat. I know we never tipped it. We used to spend hours trying to tip this boat. It was so safe. And so he had the boathouse and the boat in the summertime. It used to be put out in the middle of the lake. And as soon as we could swim out there, we could have the boat. And the boathouse would have been brought in. So we all made it our business to learn to swim quite quickly, but just learned to do the dog paddle. I mean, it was pitiful. But and the thing, if you really were anybody, you swam across the lake. And I can remember there were just the two girls of us, and the rest were all boys. And of course, the same thing, they thought, didn't think too much of us. So we had to make ourselves pretty tough to keep in with them. So I always remember that the boys didn't think it was much of a thing, because my father and they had somebody in the background. They boys just swam, you see. But my father was a little bit worried about me, so I always remember that they always said, oh yes, but you had a boat there in case anything happened, although I was just as good a swimmer as they were, really. And it was just beautiful until I remember my dad, the first time I saw him really agitated and heard him talking to my mother, he said that he'd heard that Ocala was going to be built there. And of course, as I say, there were very few families here, but I remember it was a petition taken up, and they tried to stop Ocala coming there because they felt it would just be the ruination of the district. And of course it was. I mean, after that, the lake became polluted and things were different. But we used to go down to the lake there. It was just almost like having a bath. You know, it was so warm that we'd stay in for 4 or 5 hours and it didn't hurt us.
Do you feel that Ocala was the...
Yes, I think so. I think so, yes. Where I live,
I think Ocala is beautiful.
A big pardon?
Where I live, I feel Ocala is absolutely beautiful. If they take Ocala out of there and put houses, that's ruining our view.
Well,
in a way, it has saved that in the
you know,
way.
The yes. Parkland, yeah, in a way, it's saved.
Yes. But of course, we hated
those, you know.
Yeah, but we used to go up the boat and see all these trees being felled, you know, and we'd think, oh, you know. And then, of course, the place was full of deer and bear and things, and we used to be so sorry for these animals that were being upset by this, you know, this going on. And the first house that went in over on the other side of the lake was put up by, as far as I can remember now, this is what I say, it's a good job that the old pioneers aren't here to hear me now, because probably, but as far as I can remember, it was Edgar. Bob Edgar, and his house is still there. I don't know who's in it. And of course, now there are many, many houses over there. I haven't been over there at all. And on the way up what we used to call the Little Hill, it's the first hill as you going into Westminster, the cement house is still there. It's a cement bricks, blocks. And Chicken Anderson, and now as far as I can remember, he was there when I was a very little girl, because he used to just go in for chickens, and that's why we called him Chicken Anderson.
Any relation to this Anderson?
No, none. Oh, no, he was a weirdo. he was a bachelor, and I used to see him just once in a while, but the place was just alive with white leghorns. I mean, the ground was covered, and he had a terrific amount of lamb. I don't know how many, and what he did with them, I don't know. But I always used to kind of run past there. I don't know why I didn't like him, whether it was all his chickens, and sometimes I used to hear them squawking, and I think perhaps he was chopping their heads off or something. And then the house next door to it, which is still there, was built by a Mr. Bowden, and he had lived originally on the other side of Burnaby Lake. But people by the name of O'Drain are still there, and it's a very nice garden, and the O'Drains have spent a lot of money. It's really a beautiful one. I think it's one of the show places. They've got a lovely, it's original old garden, and they have improved it.